For a while, I tried to sell insurance. While doing this, I often fantasized about how I would someday be a billionaire insurance magnate. But these fantasies of mine did not bring me closer to that desired outcome. In fact, they estranged me from it. My fantasizing was a surrogate for action, not an anticipation of it. When I was younger, I fantasized about the treatises that I would write, and I ended up writing all of them. In fact, for each treatise that I fantasized about writing, I wrote 5 more that I didn't fantasize about writing, that, during that period of my life, I could not even form a sufficiently coherent conception of to fantasize about. My fantasies about being a theoretician, about being a philosopher, a logician, a psychoanalyst, a treatise writer, were not surrogates for action. They were anticipations of it. I was fantasizing not as a way of putting off action, but as a way of initiating it. By contrast, when I was fantasizing about being a billionaire insurance magnate, my fantasies did not initiate action. They postponed it. They prevented it. And there you have it. If your fantasies about doing such and such postpone or altogether replace your doing such and such is not the objective for you. But such and such is the right objective for you if your fantasies about doing it constitute your doing it, or at least constitute your beginning to do so. When fantasies initiate action, when they are themselves the very beginnings of action, the objective in question is real and should therefore be sought. Indeed, it is already being sought. And when fantasies delay action, when they are retreats from reality, not initial forays into it, the objective in question is not real and is not to be pursued. Indeed, under that circumstance, there is no objective, and the unrealness of the quote-unquote objective in question means that, in fantasizing about that so-called objective, one is driving oneself deeper and deeper into a hole of escapist unreality.